Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette premiere wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you tonight?
Amy, I'm doing well. I'm ready to get in our fifth Bachelorette season underway.
Wow.
You could even say, let's do the damn thing.
Let's do it. It's going to carry out throughout the night. We saw somebody even repeat it at their limo entrance.
Like, it was said probably 49 to 7,000 times, I'd say.
I think so.
Safe estimate.
And I actually heard Becca, she was on, we mentioned Ben and Ashley I's podcast a few times. She was on there, didn't really give any details,
I saw it in my podcast feed, and I hadn't been listening to the Almost Famous podcast in a while. I don't know. I've just been, I needed a break.
Yeah.
And I saw Becca was on, and usually I don't listen to Bachelor podcasts before we record because I don't want to be influenced by what other people are saying. I kind of want my true thoughts on the matter. But
I'm filtered.
Becca was on, and I was like, oh, well, she could probably give some, you know, some interesting insight on what happened night one. No, it was 11 minutes of nothing. It was just nothing. Listen to that part.
We know is that she's engaged, but that was just announced.
Did they even say that on that podcast?
Maybe not. Because what did they have? They had like her friends from the previous season calling in, and she announced it to them, I think.
Maybe.
Or I think she was on like two different. Maybe I think she was on their podcast twice, actually, to just come on, say nothing. It's really just like a promo spot. I mean, she's in PR, so maybe it was a smart move on her part. But
that's
a whole lot of nothing. But the only thing I think I learned is that she claims on Ari's season that it just popped out of her mouth and she didn't know why she said it. But I have find that hard to believe.
Her mom's upset that she said damn instead of dang or darn.
That was so Minnesotan. That I believe.
Oh, Becca, why couldn't you just say darn instead of damn, you know? Oh, there's just so many bad words out there.
Yeah.
That's kind of Canadian. I mean, Minnesotan and Canadian are the same.
Makes sense. Yeah, totally. You just have a few different phrases that you throw in there.
Yeah.
A little bit different lingo. But overall, what were your... Well, before we get to this, we mentioned Ashley. You know, we have this habit of mentioning news or just like alluding to news or something, and then we'll record our podcast. And then the next day, like a big story will break in Bachelor Nation, like right after that. So we talked about like the Bachelor in Paradise breakups or the Bachelor Winter Games breakups, only to find out like the next day after we recorded our draft that so that one. And now this time around, Ashley I has a new relationship.
Yeah. Did you see this one coming?
No.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Well, I might have had some inside sources on the matter.
You're friends with Kevin now?
Yeah, me and Kevin are BFFs. I ran into him, you know, at the grocery store, as Canadians do. No, I just heard some rumblings that Ashley might be in a relationship, but is it the most expected person or the most unexpected person?
Well, if you were to go with, like, if I were to go back to when we were watching Bachelor in Paradise, I would have said, like, no way, like, this person is not gonna, like, he's just not into it. So I was surprised. But sounds like you were more expecting this.
I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But I've also had, like, some time to kind of, like, think about it a bit. And so they released a 45-minute video of which I said I was not going to watch. And then I did. You're welcome. 45 minutes. I will never get back in my life. I just want you guys to know that I did this for you. Would not recommend. I know some people were quite moved by it and liked it and enjoyed it. Not my cup of whiskey. Just going to put that out there. Because me, Haley Strong, I do not do PDA. I do not do public displays of, like I don't want...
Over the top displays of affection.
Yeah, and like, oh, people are going to see this. Why don't we hold each other gently? Like, I don't want to be touched in public, nor do I want to show other people, hey, I am in a relationship. I don't know. Like, that sounds terrible, but I just like, it's just not for me. I get too warm when I hold hands. Like, it's just, and it was kind of like awkward and cringy, especially because knowing like, I'm absolutely positive they're both super into this, but because the relationship dynamic has always been off.
Yeah.
From what we've seen on TV, like, it just felt a little awkward to me because the ball's always been in Jared's court and Ashley has always been like, oh, I love you so much. And, like, they were crying throughout the whole thing and I was just a little uncomfy. Anyway, Ashley, I and Jared, they're together. If you need the lowdown of what happened in the video. Oh God, do I even remember what fucking
happened?
Was
there any like big revelation or it's just like what I've heard Jared on a podcast or I think he was talking about like he
like,
was
imagine
just
doing a media tour
commitment
about like your boyfriend.
Yeah, it's just really odd.
What? Okay, so what the timeline kind of was obviously Bachelor in Paradise 2, Ashley had seen Jared on Caitlyn's season, was into him. And then when they got there, she was super into him, but he was still kind of hooked on Caitlyn. And then by the time they came back for 3, like Jared was off. And then
he was into Kayla.
Yeah, he was into Kayla. And then they were just really great friends for a while. And then fast forward to the fall of this year, Jared got super into Ashley and Ashley knew that and Ashley was kind of was into him again. But then Jared pulled back because he's just like afraid of his brain and like he just doesn't want to like do things and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so Ashley was pretty upset. Jared said no to Winter Games, but he did say yes to Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
Right.
Ashley said yes to Bachelor or Winter Games. Jared heard rumblings that she met someone. They didn't really talk about it. They all went to St. Lucia together, including Jane Tanner and Ashley's sister. They went out on a kayak and Jared told her he loved her. And she was like,
and she was with Kevin then.
I've got a boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
This isn't great, but, and then at the airport, he kissed her. And then like probably 3.5 weeks later, again, not exact timeline, but mm-hmm. this is just what I'm thinking. But 3.5 weeks later, Ashley and Kevin were a kaput. Mm. And here we are. Now they're in love.
Interesting. Yeah, the timing is kind of interesting to me. And they're a little vague about it from what I heard Ashley talking about, just because it's
she
like...
She said she never cheated on Kevin.
Right. But she had this like whole thing in the back of her mind, like, oh, okay, I've got something waiting for me that... who I've been obsessed over compared to this long distance relationship that was formed in Winter Games. You know, it's like, what's going to win out?
Yeah, absolutely. And what other points are... So here's my thing. I don't doubt for a single millisecond that Jared is super into Ashley and wants to be with Ashley. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like his whole timing was just a little douchey. I'm just
totally
putting it out there.
I agree.
It just seemed his thing was, oh, I went to Bachelor in Paradise and I just couldn't stop thinking about Ashley and how I wish she was here, blah, blah, blah. Feels like a little revisionist history to me. From what we've been told, you and I, by our lovely Down Under subscribers who have been watching Bachelor in Paradise Australia, Jared was not a hot commodity like he was in his couple seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. What I would assume that would be a bit of an ego kill.
Right.
And who better to lift your ego up once more than the girl who's been just straight up in love with you for the last 4 years?
That's a really good point. Yeah. Because why agree to go down there and like try to pursue relationships and then you just didn't click?
Like, come on.
They didn't like you.
He said, oh, they offered me quite a bit of money. Like, okay, yeah, I want to go on a free vacation too. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then he hears rumblings that Ashley has a boyfriend.
Right.
Oh, I bet you're dog, he like was like, oh, now it's one of those things like, oh, you can't have it, so now I want it.
Yeah. It seemed very high school, like their whole relationship seemed very like middle school-y and Bachelor in Paradise, writing notes, and that whole thing of like, okay, now you're, found someone
now?
You actually like.
Why now?
Yeah. Because she was
why
super
now
into
Ashley
Kevin.
Finally has like a boyfriend for the first time in her life. Why now?
Right.
Jared? Question?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just... it's been pretty hot up here in Canada and I need to wear a hat, and I've made mine out of tinfoil.
Yes.
Although I feel like that would make things way hotter, but I'm not a scientist.
Definitely. But we wish them well.
We do. We hope that they last five ever.
Yes. So.
Oh, wait. We do have one more piece of news. We forgot to talk about in our preamble.
Okay.
Like you and I's inside baseball preamble.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Lauren and Ari announced their wedding date.
Ooh, I think I saw that they announced it, but I didn't see what the date was. But I heard that's going to be an off camera. And they're probably saying, oh, because we want an intimate ceremony, but really it's because ABC probably did not want to give them an air date. Is that what you think?
I don't. Something tells me ABC doesn't really want to air the wedding of the guy who's been the biggest villain on television for the last like 2 years.
Yeah, and I feel like Chris Harrison was dragging him a little bit in some interview, and I heard that Ari just did an interview where he was saying that last scene with Becca, the breakup, was totally edited, and that even though they said it was unedited, so if he's kind of
Who could have ever guessed
about that?
That would be the case? Not
yeah,
us, not
right.
You and I, Amy.
Right.
I feel like we said that.
Yeah. So, yeah. When are they getting married?
January 12th in Hawaii.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad that they are not getting married on television, because it would suck to have to tell Ethan that I can't hang out with him for his birthday because I have to watch a bachelor wedding.
Right. You know what's weird about that too is I feel like that's like almost the exact date that he may have gone to visit. Because remember the season was airing right in the new year and then they broke up. Like, is that like some creepy anniversary that they think is really special?
Oh, what an excellent point, Amy.
Interesting. Like, oh, this is when you like came
to
your senses.
This is when you broke up with your fiance of 2 months to come love me.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, I guess we wish them well too, but
yeah, we do.
We really wish Becca well. So let's talk about kicking off this season, which started off with an Ari flashback.
Oh my God. I'm over it. I'm over Ari. And I've heard rumors that a date. I didn't hear rumors. I heard on the Ashley I podcast.
Yes, this is other inside info that we got.
That next week, one of the dates is like defiling memories that Ari and Becca had together. Like if I was Becca,
things.
I'd be like, no, you right. guys filmed me doing some crying that I don't want other people to see. Mm-hmm. And now you're making me like look at this stupid effing guy and remember him to unremember him. Like I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. You would feel like Becca would have the upper hand here in this situation to say no to certain things. Why didn't she say no to that? I guess we can talk about that next week when it actually happens, because we have a whole episode in front of us that we need to talk about and there's a lot of train wrecks. So let's do the damn thing.
All right. So we also saw the traditional scenes of her walking around, in this case, Minnesota. There was no beach to be seen. It was snowy.
There was. Yeah, we saw some crying.
Some crying, looking at photos. But then when she gets to the mansion, I was thinking that we'd have her girls that were on the finale night with her.
Yeah, me too.
But no, we get our three successful, our most recent successful bachelorettes, JoJo, Caitlin and Rachel. And speaking of like getting rid of Ari's memories, they brought sage to cleanse the place.
Have you ever saged anything?
I haven't. I don't even know how I would where you get sage, but
I don't know either.
Besides maybe a grocery store. I think it's a seasoning.
I don't
right?
trust myself with fire.
Yeah. But what did you think of this little trio?
I obviously I love all three of these people, but it just seemed kind of like weird.
Didn't seem like any of them had a real tie to Becca.
Yeah.
So I'd have rather seen her crew. I have a feeling we'll see them. They'll probably do some date where those her friends show up, you know, and meet the guys and give her advice. But as of right now, it wasn't shown. And they didn't show Caitlin very much. Which seems,
no, they didn't.
It seems like they always do her dirty.
Yeah,
in her
they
season
really do.
And not giving her what they like. Didn't let her do Dancing with the Stars. She didn't get a televised wedding. I think she would have been married by now if they had offered it to her. So interesting. But yeah, I think it makes sense. At least they're all three still with who they got engaged to. So that's
which
good.
Is just an absolute feat in this universe.
Totally. And then we get our video packages. So let's see. They do about, I think, 7 different video packages. We meet, which is worth 1 draft point for us, Clay, the football player, showing him with, I think, with his family. Garrett, who does
okay, his wait. Okay, let's talk about Colton's, that's who we're saying, right? That's who he said
Clay.
First. Oh, shit. Okay, I don't care about Clay.
Clay, yeah. I know, I don't have anything memorable. But what about Garrett and his Chris Farley impression?
I thought he was doing a bad Minnesota accent at first.
Yeah. But it got him on the show, if that was what got him on the show. It made his bio, and not much makes the bio. Then we get Jordan, who talks about his pensive gentleman.
Who
look.
Is probably the worst person who's ever been on the show.
Yes, and somehow became the narrator of the show. Like, he could not get off the screen. It was just like every...
But did we see him in a shot with Becca one time except for the limo entrance?
I don't think so. I don't think they showed him talking to her.
That's a great sign.
Yeah, right? But he stuck around somehow. Lincoln, who we discussed quite a bit on our draft and previous podcasts. In this case, we just saw him like working out on a balcony.
Oh, wow. I love watching random dudes work out. Right. I care about it so much.
Totally. Then we have Grocery Joe. It's become a little bit of a story, which surprised
me.
It's
like a fallen hero.
It is. That at least made me feel good that, you know, I've chosen my first draft pick has gone home a few times since we've been doing drafts. And usually they're just like a forgotten person. But at least I felt like I wasn't alone in this.
Our very first season, you picked this like,
random
snowboarder dude, and we were both like super into him, and he didn't even get like a minute of screen time,
right. Like, was he on this show? So but this one, people are rallying around him.
Yeah,
I think he's already up to like 13,000 Instagram followers, and based
listen,
on this
we all
video
need
packages,
groceries,
right, he didn't really do anything that seemed like he should get eliminated, and indications seem to suggest he would stick around. So even Chris Harrison was tweeting that he might make VIP. So it's kind of interesting. Jean Blanc, Haley, you drafted him.
Oh my God. What? Oh, what a perfect man. I'm just like, how is he real? He's even more beautiful than I expected. And his unsurprisingly in his package, he was saying like, oh, I'm actually like a wonderful person who's very smart and has a lot going for him. Here's my cologne collection. I like cologne.
Right.
And did you notice when Becca met him, she's like, ooh, he smells great. Oh, I was just like, I feel vindicated for whatever reason.
Right. That was a good sign because it could have gone either way. You know, I thought, okay, if they're putting this as his bio, it's probably like an annoying story or, you know, behind his back, people are laughing about it. But it really was just kind of like how Diggy had like this great shoe collection.
Yeah.
And it just endeared us to him. I'm not huge on cologne, but hey, if he picks the right one.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll probably get a good sponsorship deal later on. Create his own line if he goes far. And then Colton. So what do you want to say about Colton? He had the injury.
How did you, Amy, feel about him saying, oh, I like my dog, but it's not the love of my life.
Ugh. Yeah. His dog was very cute.
Yeah, I was like, this is a red flag. The dog should be the love of your life.
Yeah.
My cat absolute love of my life. I've never loved anything more in my entire existence. Yeah. And that cat barely pays me any fucking attention. And I am obsessed with it.
Right. No, like, you need to say, like, this is my, like, you need to get, like, go full Ben Z and be like, this is, like, the best, like, part of my life.
One.
I need to find someone that clicks with my dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Like, would you ever say that about your dog? No, your dog is an angel.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so I guess minus 1 point for that.
Absolutely. By the way, I did see the corgi in her in Becca's family package. We didn't get any confirmation that the corgi came with her, which is really upsetting to me.
Right, I feel like we should have been shown that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's her parents' corgi, and so it's not maybe her mom's?
She should have brought her with her anyway, because I just need one win.
Yeah.
And a corgi on my screen the entire time this season would have been it. You know, I have never pet a corgi in my life, and that is my goal. That's my dream. That is my dream in life.
Listeners, anyone have a corgi? Let's work this out. Email us, Bachelor Wrap Up.
Listeners, Snapchats me pictures of his corgi all the time, and I'm obsessed with it. Like, I love it so much. Like, I want to hold it in my arms and tell it everything's going to be okay. And it is so tiny and precious.
I know, and hers is so cute. Like, why would you leave it at home, Becca?
Just ditch all these guys. I don't care about them. Give me 10 weeks of Becca and her corgi.
Right. And it would be a good test of who gets along with the corgi. And we could have a date like Rachel had with Peter, where they go on a dog party. We just need to repeat that. And I'm a little worried that maybe the Bachelor producer thought, hey, that was a little much last time. We don't want to deal with it. And it's not.
No, it's never too much. Not
we want this. All right. So then Becca's greeted by Chris Harrison, as always. And then we have our limo entrances.
Were we really light on the packages this season?
Or is it usually? It's usually around like 7, or does it go up to 10?
I have no idea.
I feel like we didn't get any. I guess besides Jordan, there weren't really any like terrible packages. Yeah. So, and then everybody who got a package aside from Joe stuck around. Yeah. Usually there's like a couple that don't stick around, I feel like, in the packages.
Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of limo entrances, let's talk about the good and the bad, the highs and the lows. What is your top one that stands out?
I thought the minivan was funny.
That was cute. That hasn't been done before.
Yeah, it was different. It's still, like, for me, Hayley Strong, little too much for me, a little too much too soon.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was, like, a funny, unique way, because most of these guys try to, like, impress. Like, one guy brought an effing oxen. Like, and then you see Garrett drive up in a minivan, and that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And some unsavory things came out about Garrett this week
about
his social media liking patterns. Not the best things that you
not on Lee level, but
no, because
maybe
he hasn't written these things himself, per se. But his Instagram double tap finger has been a little too happy on some posts that Lee might have also enjoyed.
That's no good.
So yeah, that's that for that.
Yeah,
and it's not good. So we're gonna bypass it, because I'm sure he's gonna be there for a while.
Yeah, that was Melissa's number one pick, and he's looking good right now on the show.
First impression rose. Has either of our picks got the first impression rose in the last like 5 years?
Probably not.
Jeez.
Probably not since Caitlin's season. Yeah, you had Josh, I had Sean. So those are like our hate. That was our heyday. Went downhill since then. Oh, well. It was fun having Melissa on, and she's turned a tide with the draft. I think she won her Survivor draft because she picked Wendell. So I don't know if that's looking good for us.
I'm going to take that as us doing that for her.
Yeah. Maybe that will entice more people to draft with us, because we can turn around their luck. Yes. Yeah, the minivan, though, that was good. It's like a self-deprecating way to sort of laugh at the future. And that's kind of what I think she said she liked that because she that was kind of her plan with Ari is to sort of like, let's just like do a ridiculous proposal right away. So that kind of makes sense. Let's see. I kind of like the confetti guns. I thought that was just like an easy entrance, but nothing too cheesy. It's kind of fun. That was Colton. Any other ones that stood out to you?
I can't remember any other great ones. Some bad ones that I absolutely hated. Oh God. I had one, now I can't remember it, but the one I was really like, I hated when Mike brought in the Ari cutout.
The worst.
It's just bad taste, right? Like, that's so tacky.
And I thought, okay, well, nice for our listeners. They're going to get 1 point, but he's not going to last. And he stuck around. Wondering, like, I'm thinking about that date where they have to smash things that relate to Ari. I feel like she'll pick somebody she's not super serious about, but just somebody who maybe was like bashing Ari. Because a lot of them did it, you know, maybe just like in a way of like talking about him, like, oh, he doesn't know what he's. You know, he made the biggest mistake or whatever, but like, to really go that far.
Why did you get a cardboard cutout of him?
Yeah.
And I am not in a place to speak ill of cardboard cutouts, as I own one of my favorite baseball player, current New York Met, Jose Bautista.
Right.
So I'm not against cardboard cutouts.
No.
I am against getting a cardboard cutout of the guy who 7.5 weeks before ended his engagement with this person you're trying to entice for a boring blonde woman named Lauren.
Right. Yeah. Who would have been a better cardboard cutout to bring? Would have been a Chris Harrison cutout? Would have been, I don't know.
I mean, why not bring one of Ari and one of Russell under your other arm? Right. Really be an asshole.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm really stalking you. Let's just bring your whole array of exes.
Why not bring Russell? Mm-hmm. I also hated the 60-40 line, because what's the point?
So rude. Like, what?
I would have been like, you should just immediately turn around.
Yeah, because at first I was like, okay, the 50-50 thing, that's kind of cute. Even though he made her walk in heels, you know, she's like got her mark where she's supposed to stand. But then he made it like about, like I get the upper hand.
It was so disgusting.
Yeah, he should have
been immediately corrected.
Yes. What about the hearse?
That was Trent. I didn't really get it. You're like, oh, I feel like I died. Like, okay.
Yeah, actually, the guys in the mansion had a better line where they're saying, like, I'm ready to, like, kill the competition or something. Like, yeah. That would have been better than, like,
I don't know.
Oh, my God, I literally died when I heard it was you. And then, of course, Chicken Soup.
Because obviously, he literally didn't die.
Yeah, he jumped it out.
I figuratively died when I heard it was you.
Yes.
The Chicken Soup, hated because why? Why are you embarrassing yourself?
Right. Then I feel like he broke the rule of the costume. So I feel like when people wear a costume, they're supposed to just like leave it on all the time. And then he took off the hat. But I think that actually helped him because, it's really creepy when they wear the costume the whole time. But he didn't have anything underneath, so he had to commit to it at least that far. Mm-hmm. He did have a little pun that went with it, though. He said, baka.
Oh, my God, kill me. I never want to hear that again. You said it 5 billion times.
Right. That's like the Santa Claus guy that did the Joe instead of ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my. I forgot about that, Amy, and I'm so reminded me.
Yes. And that guy made it to Bachelor in Paradise. So
stop. Stop.
What about gospel choir?
Great. I love it.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. She loved it. So that one works.
I mean, gospel choirs are in right now. Like, did you watch the royal wedding? It was amazing.
Yeah, that's true. And so he would have been ahead of that trend.
Mm-hmm.
How about Leo letting his hair down?
Clever line, and I'm intrigued by Leo, not in a way like I want to personally make out with him, but in a way that he's going to talk shit about everyone. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yep. He lasted, and she did say, you have hair like my sister. And as I recall, I wasn't a big fan of her sister's hair from the family.
Oh, interesting. I have no recollection whatsoever. Yeah.
So I don't know how she feels about that. But and then how about the attorney, Nick, who wore a race car suit and then stripped out of it because
Futari. I like the costume change. Like, I like that he had a full suit underneath.
Yeah.
I'm tired of A, racing, B, RE, C, both of those things. And it's just like, why are you reminding her of her stupid dumb ex? Why? For what reason? That's not effective.
Right.
Right. Focus on now.
For sure. And then we got a few puns, like, I'll catch you inside from one of the football players, Clay.
Honey, I like it.
Yeah. Lincoln brought a cake because it was his birthday.
I would not eat that cake.
No. And Blake brought the ox, which, how is he going to keep topping this? Because he already brought the horse. We saw other people who... she met on After the Final Rose, like the banjo player. And then this time around, he didn't do anything. So what's the better move, to like one up yourself or to just be like, hey, you already met me with the prop. I'm not going to do it this time.
I would do the you already met me with the prop because I am lazy and I don't know people with oxen.
Yeah. And that way, if she doesn't like one or the other, it's like she sees both sides. And Joe, the grocery guy, he messed up his intro. He did the like, oh, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Apparently that didn't work for him. I've seen it work in the past, though. I feel like we've seen bachelorettes that are like, oh, that's, you're nervous. Thank that's you. Cute.
Yeah, but she was like upset he was so nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one other thing that they did call out on that podcast. Like, people are mad that you got rid of him. And she was like, oh, he was sweet. So maybe she just wasn't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just leave him to paradise. All right. So we've covered the highs and lows of the After the Final Rose, and or not After the Final Rose, limo entrances. I'm looking at my notes where I have After the Final Rose listed because they put all the guys who did After the Final Rose kind of in a limo together.
Like,
yeah,
they did with the Laurens last season.
Exactly. So in case you didn't remember.
I think that's I like that move by the producers, mm-hmm, being like, here's all the guys you already met.
Right.
And that's helpful for me as a viewer who's very forgetful and really took these 3 months off very seriously.
Right. And yeah, a lot of these guys, hey, weren't that memorable on that on that first impression. So
I'm still not sure who the people we met before, except right, Banjo Guy and Lincoln.
Right. And Horse Guy, right?
Yep. So, no, even then, I could not pick him out of a lineup of two. Swear to God.
All the guys must have been watching though, because they all knew, like, oh, you were the one.
Oh,
like,
did they ever? Their exes knew too.
Yes. Oh yeah. We'll get into that in a minute. And let's see. And then a lot of them kind of did that move where they don't do the big entrance, but they do something later on. So we can talk about some of those.
Works coming. For me. I love those.
Those are much better. And I don't think we ever worked it into our draft points, but I feel like we should, you know, because it's like we like that move better. Right. So, yeah. But before we get into the cocktail party, want to talk to you guys about HelloFresh. We've got an exciting offer for you for them. We love them, Haley. It's a meal delivery service where you prep the meals, but all the ingredients are pre-packaged for you. Arrives right to your door, 3 meals a week. I love it. I get the veggie plan as I'm a vegetarian, but there's a veggie, a family, and a classic plan. And I don't know, my favorite, I think, I have two favorites right now. I have.
Who do you tell me about them?
Yes.
Because you know I love, there is true, if you know anything about me, there's two things I love in this world, and that's eating food and not leaving the house. And I live in the country, and so takeout's not a big option. But HelloFresh.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah. So every box is made of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources, so you can feel good about what you're getting. And for me right now, I know you love tacos. My go-to favorite, like when it shows up on the meal rotation, is I'll never skip that week. Like, I'm like, I don't care if I have vacation. I'm going to like get this one into my fridge, is the sweet potato black bean tacos with avocado Prima. So it's just like,
oh my god, that sounds so good.
It's so good.
10:25 p.m. and I would absolutely eat all those tacos right now.
Yeah, so that's really yummy. And that's one where it's like, I see the recipe before I even had it, I was like, I'm gonna like that one, but it was better than I thought. It's just like, I don't know, like the little ingredients, the little twists that they make, you wouldn't think to do yourself. Like, yeah, I could get a tortilla and throw some black beans on it, but I just wouldn't taste as good if I attempted to do it fully on my own. I need the support.
Exactly. And the excitement of cooking. I know I'm not always inspired to cook. I'm much more inspired to eat. But you always look forward to your HelloFresh delivery because you know dinner is just so easy. You look forward to it all day. It's one of those things. It's like, if I just make it through the day, I get my HelloFresh order.
Yeah, you don't have to like be standing in front of like your pantry and say like, okay, what cereal I'm going to eat tonight or what frozen meal am I going to have? Like, it's fresh. That's why it's called HelloFresh. And
you can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh because these simple recipes are outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. So even if you feel like you're not a super great cook, HelloFresh hands it to you and is like, listen,
I'm
going to make you a good cook and you will believe in yourself more than Jordan believes in himself. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and like, speaking of excitement, like the other one that I really love that I wasn't sure I was going to love were these kimchi burritos, which like I've bought like a jar of kimchi in the past and then it just sat in my fridge and then I had to throw it away because I ate it like once because I wasn't sure what to do with it. And here you get the right amount measured for you and using it in new ways, and those were delicious as well. And there are many benefits of subscribing, so you can get HelloFresh week after week. You're not spending all this time grocery shopping, meal planning, and you're not wasting ingredients. You're getting out of your comfort zone or the rut of what you might be eating every week. And it's less than $10 per serving, and there's free shipping with these delicious filling meals delivered right to your door. And you don't have to feel like, okay, I'm too busy this week or I'm out of town. You can pause your deliveries for when you're on vacation and then just pick it right back up. And I've actually given it as a gift in the past. So for Mother's Day, I got my mom
a week of HelloFresh.
And then it's like, hey, if you want to get more. But it gives them like a test. And, you know, my mom's a good cook, but she kind of does the same old things that she used to make for me when I was a kid. So you know, it's just like, oh,
every
your
family
dad likes
has
this.
Those like four dishes that are just on rotation all the time.
Right. So she was really excited and was like, oh, I tried this. Like, I wouldn't have thought to do that. I learned new tricks with how to prepare things. So the recipes that you get, they're like perfect. You can hang on to them. So like, I keep all the recipes and yeah, it's a lot of fun and very, very convenient.
And if, for example, Amy, I know you live in Central Time Zone, so Bachelor comes on technically an hour earlier for you.
Yes.
And sometimes you rush home from work because you need to watch Bachelor, and sometimes you'll grab takeout, blah, 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 because it's just easier. But with HelloFresh, you won't need to spend all night in the kitchen or get takeout because the recipes only take 30 minutes. So if you get home at 6:30, you can have your meal sitting down with a plate of delicious tacos in your lap. By the time Chris Harrison's voice fills your ears.
It's so true. That's like one of the nights that I always make sure that I use it because otherwise it's pretty sad that some of the things I'd be eating and definitely they weren't healthy. I was like, okay, I've got to throw something together and it's usually cereal or something frozen. So yeah, it's great. And we have a special offer for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30. And enter promo code Bachelor30. So that's, you get $30 off your first week, which is an amazing deal because they're already just at the regular price, less than $10 per serving. So $30 off your first week, visit HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30, enter promo code Bachelor30. And let us know if you try it out and what your favorite meals are. Tweet us.
Please tweet us pictures of that food because God, you know I love to look at it.
Yes.
It's like my favorite hobby.
For sure.
Besides eating and not leaving my house.
What's the upgrade when it's like a dinner chat instead of snack chat? Or do you still call it snack
chat? They're all snack chats. Every meal is a snack. All meals are snacks, but not all snacks are meals.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. It's making me think back to Bryce's podcast with Rob, and he's talking about like who's the meal and who's the snack.
Oh God, Ethan listened to that episode and he was like, wow, I love Bryce so much. Nice. I was like, I know, man. I know. Yeah.
He's one of a kind. Alrighty, so let's talk about some of these guys and how they impressed or didn't impress Becca.
Or depressed.
Decompressed. I don't know what it would be. Depressed. Becca at the cocktail party. Connor was the first one to grab her, but I don't know if he really like stood out to me in any way.
Who's Connor?
Right? I don't know. He's still there though.
I have the ABC page up. Let me just take a quick gander at who Connor is. I still don't know. I absolutely don't know who this
person
is. So
according to George's detailed draft, Connor is the one who got down on one knee and basically copied what Becca did for.
See, that I remember, but I
can't put a face.
Face blindness. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't think she didn't mind that move, but I thought that's kind of cheap. Kind of lazy.
Very lazy.
Yes.
Also, reminding her of her ex. What's the point?
Right. Let's just move on. Clay brought Clay. So they were playing with Clay. That was one little mini date. So that's good. And again, yeah, that would have been really lame coming out of the limo. Like, hey, here's a piece of clay. But to get time away at the cocktail party, it's a lot more fun.
Time away.
Yes. And then all, is it John? Yeah, all John really had to say was like, hey, I made Venmo. And then it's like, all right, that's enough to get you to stick around. Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah. Huh. I think he might have taken Grocery Joe's spot. Like, if you're just going by profession, you might be thinking, I can network better with John. But I don't think he made a good impression coming out of the limo. I think it was just like him talking. I don't really like when it's happened a couple times with this premiere where they're just like, oh, my grandparents met after 2 months and they're still together. It's like, we've heard this before. That's cute, but we don't know you yet.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, like that's like great,
right? But it's not, I don't know, it doesn't teach me anything about that particular person.
Tell me
person.
About how your grandmother was a badass bee who had to raise 4 children on her own.
Yeah,
then I'm impressed,
right? Or like that you go and play cards with her every Sunday or something, like that's more personal to you. I think that'd be better
rather than like, oh, my grandparents who I go see twice a year are still married, and what a great inspiration for us,
right? We did get to see Kristan playing basketball. So he is the Harlem Globetrotter. Were you impressed with that?
I was deeply impressed. Like, I was way too impressed by this. I love the NBA dunk contest. Uh-huh. And the fact that he dunks in a suit over the Bachelorette, I would have handed him a rose right then and there. Just for skill
that
alone.
That should have been first impression rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dunked on me. No, you didn't dunk on me. You dunked over me. You jumped over my entire body.
Tall.
Yeah, and he's not as tall as I was expecting him to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that. But yeah, that was kind of fun. And then they got all the guys out playing basketball.
Yeah, that was, I love that moment where they're just all like, we're just normal dudes just having a great time in this really effing weird environment. Like, I thought that was cool and it was chill and I enjoyed it. Yes. And then it had to be ruined by, what's his name? Let me find his face.
Yeah, who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Chase? Was it the one who
It was the Chase. What's it called in a book when you're the opposite of that person?
Oh, the foil?
Yeah.
That's a literary way.
Did I miss him again? Like, do I not know what he... Is it Jason? No. Is it Jason? No, it can't be Jason.
What does he do? I can't remember.
Chris. Oh. Chris is like, hi to strangers. This guy who's here, I kind of tangentially know him because his ex-girlfriend I'm friends with, and she texts me to say he's not there for the right reasons. Stop. Get over yourself. You're not here for the right reasons either. No, none of these assholes are.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. why bring it up first night too? Like, why don't you see how far you and Chase get and if there's anything? But I don't know. I didn't really feel bad for Chase because I didn't really like him.
But I also wanted Chris to go home.
Yeah. And this was about, like, the point.
Snitches get stitches.
Right. And this was about the point where, like, in the rose ceremony, it's like, well, either Chase or Chris is staying. That means my beloved Joe the grocer is not staying, because, you know, it got down to where there's one left and neither of those two had gotten a rose. And
yeah,
based on seeing the drama, you know, one of them's going to make it, one isn't. So it could have gone either way. But I think the way, what did you think of the way that Chase kind of handled it with Becca? He brought it up to her.
I thought that was the way to handle it, honestly. What are you going to do?
Right. You were confronted.
I mean, like, you're going to wait till Chris says something? No, I'd be like, hey, listen, this is being said about me. It's not true. This is why it's not true. Also, let's bring him in and put him on the spot while he's talking to us about me when he doesn't actually know me.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think maybe it's just like the way he phrased it, or maybe because she had a good connection with Chris at the beginning, she like was impressed with the gospel choir that she just was like, okay,
was,
well,
that him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to give him props.
I know.
Damn it.
I know. It's like he took away all his good cred and now he's become the guy that
I'm so mad.
Yeah. The guy that is just gonna, like, right away the first night be like, I knew something. I know this person. Why not be suspicious of you then? Because you're just like already chatting about being on the show. And I think you're supposed to keep that to yourself. So why are you talking with his ex, which didn't sound like it was much of an ex. So I don't know. Who else did we see? Nick looked like, they showed like a clip of the guy, Nick, the attorney, like massaging her with some kind of device. That was just like briefly mentioned.
That.
Yeah, no, but that's,
you know. That.
Garrett did fly fishing in the pool.
I like it.
Yeah. He, I think I mentioned this in our draft preview that, and Melissa probably did too, that's like he does all these outdoorsy things. And I said that's probably going to ring, you know, true with her for being from Minnesota. And she definitely mentioned that, like, oh, I would do all these things with my dad. He feels really familiar. So I think that's pretty key when you're in this kind of situation to find somebody that's like, hey, like, you seem like someone I already know. Or, but speaking of someone you already know, what about Jake?
What? Wow, your, was this just an absolute train wreck? Oh my word,
so
here,
awkward.
Bye.
Yeah.
So he got a limo, and she immediately recognized him.
Uh-huh.
Said, "Hey, what are you doing
don't we
here?"
Know each other?
And then, so after the conversation with Chase and Chris, she was like, I don't know if that's the truth there, but it did tell me I need to follow my gut. And my gut is telling me to cut Jake, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely understand her reasoning. Mm-hmm. And I love this move by her.
Mm-hmm.
You have 28 guys, like, cut one. Who cares? Whatever. It's one guy.
Right.
And she's correct. Like, hey, you had all this. It was kind of like Liz and Nick. Like, hey, you had all this time to tell me. And, you know, and
true,
slight difference in between Liz and Nick, like, and the situation, like, they had never really,
yeah,
they'd never really talked. They knew each other kind of, but nothing
and
had ever happened.
She's like, we met like four different times or whatever, and he's like, I only remember one, as if that's supposed to be like a make
good
you
thing
feel better. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it was a good call. And obviously, like, if she wasn't seeing interest from him back then, and she probably wasn't feeling interest back then either, so why would it change now? So
yeah,
why not, you know?
And with the added suspicion of, okay, so why are you here? You could have got my number. It's like, yeah, why not send him home? If what's the point of wasting your time if you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's a free pass. It's like the middle square in a bingo card.
Yeah, you're already like, I have met you. And yeah, he tried to say, like, I'm different now. But also, he was the one that was not in the cast photo, which was weird. So they must have taken that.
Oh,
I was thinking it was because he was added last minute, but it's because he was probably like sent home before they took the picture or something.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's really funny. I feel like they take the picture
maybe before the rose ceremony.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so
that's really funny. Oh my God, what sweet, sweet justice that is, because none of us liked him.
No.
He was Melissa's final pick.
Last pick, yeah. Yeah, you and Melissa both, like, it was like your second to last, or your third to last pick, and your last picks went home. So you at least have, like, the good radar for night one, unlike me.
Yeah, yours are all, like, you lost three guys, and they're all in your top half.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I don't think you picked Camille as, like, a top half contender. You're just like, weird job title, maybe he does something weird.
Right, right. Yeah, already, like, three picks in, it's like, after that, nobody's standing out anymore. In a good way. So, else? Anybody else that, well, I thought she and Joe had a nice conversation about watermelons, but again, I guess that wasn't enough. Jean Blanc, the connoisseur, read a poem. I thought, uh-oh, this is going to be bad, but it was kind of like, had a cute little line at the end. I think
I'm not going to lie, I don't remember that.
Okay. I think he used do the damn thing maybe, but like in a funny way. So I don't mind if they can be clever with something like that. If they're really earnest or cheesy, it's not good. But so that seemed to work for her. Ricky did some salsa dancing with her. And yeah, I think those are the only notes I have of people that did stuff that was somewhat memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked a little bit about it, but she gave the first impression rose to Garrett. So taking aside what you've learned about him recently, how are you feeling about Garrett and Becca?
I've never been good at separating things like that. So I'm a little upset because I liked him.
Right.
I thought they were cute together. I thought he was kind of like cool and legit, and it just sucks that people suck.
It does. Yeah. Because it just seems like he's one that's going to go far. It was interesting because I had the captions on when I was watching. And you know how they have, like, when they show the coming up this season on The Bachelorette, and they'll show, like, backs of people in different places or just voiceover, but you don't really know who's talking, saying different things. And they did show Colton saying he loves her, somebody else saying he loves,
like, five different people love Becca.
Right. And there was one where, like, they couldn't show, they didn't, it wasn't clear who it was, but my captions were like, Garrett, colon. And then it was like, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, how did they identify his voice? But
that's funny.
There was a thorough captioner. So seems like he's going to be there for a while. Looks like the Chris guy is just going to continue doing it, you know, bashing other guys. Looks like Lincoln will be the target of some drama. And we can only wonder what that might be. But as far as the roses go, Lincoln is the first, after the first impression rose is awarded, then go to the rose ceremony. She picks Lincoln, Blake, Ricky, Jean Blanc, Kristen, Clay, Wills, Connor. Didn't see much of either of those two.
Nope.
Don't remember
or
them.
Ricky. Like, not I know much. I remember the salsa dancing, but I would not have said that it was Ricky.
Right, right.
When I saw Ricky's picture, I was like, oh yeah, is he still on this show?
Right. Connor, who we didn't remember, then Jason, and who's Jason again?
Listen, the first couple weeks are very tough for us.
Yeah, he's a banker. John, who's Venmo. Ryan, who is the banjo guy, which really didn't show at all, and I thought he'd be more of a character. Alex, don't remember him. Construction manager, don't remember him at all.
No. Nope.
Nick, the lawyer. Trent is the hearse. Colton, the football player. Ex-football player with the charity. David, who is was the chicken guy. Jordan, obviously memorable, not in a good way, but just because he was,
I don't think I've talked enough about how bad he is.
Yeah,
he's exceptionally terrible, and I knew from his package that I would hate him.
Right.
But then throughout the entire episode, I just hated him more and more and more. In certain points, as, I can't believe the chicken guy's going to tell me what to do. Oh, he thinks I need to go talk to Becca. Well, I'm not doing that.
Like, he's like, what? No, Blake, that's the point level, of the show. Right? Remember Blake and Waboom? He's like,
yeah, and he looks like screen. Blake, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's exceptionally awful.
Really is.
I don't know how, but he just like every time he speaks, I'm just like, oh my God, you're even worse than I thought you were, which is really bad.
Yes. And not in like a, like, give me like a Chris Noble male model where it's like amusing to, you know, where, you know, because Jordan was saying like professionality and it's funny, but it's just like, yeah, I hate him so much that just, I don't feel like we can like laugh with him or like feel good about it. I don't know. I just like want him off the show, even though he's on my draft, but just very annoying. He was my last pick.
We're willing to take sacrifices sometimes.
Definitely. Then we have Leo, who I thought might be going home, but like
yeah,
you said,
I thought so too, to be honest with you.
He was not, he was another one of those who's like, well, chicken guy, blah, blah, blah. Was
just
very,
let people have fun. Like, God, just cool your jets.
Just focus on your own relationship with the Bachelorette. That's always our advice. Not who else is sticking around, because there always are going to be those random people that stick around. And then we have Mike was picked next. Who is Mike? I don't remember. I don't even see the name Mike anywhere in my draft. So
Mike,
maybe I heard
it
wrong.
He's the long hair guy we didn't.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's not seeing him on the draft, because no one drafted him. Yeah, that was surprising because I didn't really see anything with him after the fact of his terrible entrance. And then Chris, the tattletale, was the last pick. Which means that Joe, grocery store Joe, Camille, good riddance to him. Chase, so it did not work out well for him that Chris brought that up about his past or so-called wrong reasons, was eliminated. Darius was another one, like Chase, that she met night one. Christian, Grant, and then as we mentioned before, Jake was let go earlier in the night. So that is where we stand in terms of draft points. Melissa's in the lead with 18. Hard to tell this far out of the gate, which is one episode, but she did get all those Garrett points, including Kiss Point, First Impression Rose points, putting her in the lead. She lost Grant and Jake. I am in second place, losing Joe, Camille, Darius with 16 points, and then Haley bringing up the rear here with 11 points.
Like, why?
We lost Chase and Christian, but again, they weren't too high on your list. So
I'm upset.
Yeah. We have dates to come next week, so we can only hope that we'll be on the board with some of those. Should be interesting. But let's get to, we do have a lot of questions this week. And one of the ways you can send questions to us besides the patron group, if you're a Rob Has a Podcast patron, we always put, Haley puts up a thread there. We put them on Facebook.
I forgot. You want to know how out of like
routine,
mental commission I am? I like Tuesday morning, I was like, oh yeah, I should put a thread up for questions about this show.
Yes.
So sorry about the delay there, everyone. My bad.
That's all right. We were recording a little bit later than we normally do this week, so we got them in. You can tweet them to us, and you can send them by email. Haley, what is our email address?
BachelorWrapUp@gmail.com. So if you have long form questions, send them there. If you want to send me pictures of a corgi and you don't have me on Snapchat, send them there too.
Yes.
Doesn't even have to be your corgi. Like, you can Google pictures of it and send them to me and I'm happy.
Yeah. You don't even have to give photo credit because it's all through email. Yep. I'm not publishing them. Just for our enjoyment.
And I will forward them to Amy so she can enjoy
Perfect.
Them.
All right. So from the patron group, this is from Emma Rose. This was my first time ever watching, but I'm all in. Oh, always fun to have like new watchers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all think Jake was doing during his transformative year?
She has a great name to be watching this show.
Totally. Emma Rose. So Jake...
What was he doing during his transformative year? He was smoking pot in his buddy's basement, listening to Fish, thinking it was cool.
Right.
It's not.
No. Yeah, I hope I don't run into you in the streets of Minneapolis, Jake.
Can you, if you do, do you promise me you will take a picture with him? Or of him from afar. That's fine, too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to act like I was a fan, but yeah, I'll try to find out what happened during his transformative year. But
thank you.
I don't know, just trying to defend himself for not remembering her. I just cut your losses at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen McInnes, would you rather go on a date with the Ari cardboard cutout or Adam Jr.? So, Haley, remind people who Adam Jr. is, especially for Emma, who hasn't seen it.
Season of The Bachelorette, there was this guy named Adam who brought a was it a ventriloquist doll or was it just like a doll of himself who he called Adam Jr.? Adam somehow made it to the final six, and so did Adam Jr. So we saw him throughout the entire season.
Uh-huh.
Adam Sr. is now has been in a relationship with Raven, fan favorite, for almost a year now. So congrats to them. I would absolutely rather go on a date with Adam Jr. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Adam Jr., at least while creepy,
has a personality, unlike real life Ari.
Yeah, he popped up on dates and it was kind of funny at times, you know, like he would change his outfit or something. Speaking of Adam and Raven, okay, who do you think is more likely to come back and get married on Bachelor in Paradise? Would it be Adam and Raven or Ashley and Jared?
Ashley and Jared, absolutely.
Because they're like really tied to like that's where we like fell in love kind of, right? Even though it didn't play out that way on TV in my mind.
Yeah, and like Adam and Raven, I think anyone we mentioned that to, that people are like, okay, first of all, what? They were together at all? And B, they're still together? Because like I feel like during that entire season, it was kind of, it felt like Raven was just like, oh, he's cute, I guess, let's hang out. And wasn't like, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, because who else was she like?
Sarah.
Going between. Oh, he was going between. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah. So it just didn't seem like it was like that strong. But they're still going strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. We have from Ron Chan, on a scale of 1 to Jake Pavelka, how creepy is Jordan? And just reading this question now and seeing Jake Pavelka and Jordan in the same sentence, it's just reminding me when we had Jordan Parha on our podcast and how much he hates Jake Pavelka.
Me too.
And I just want to know, like, now how he feels about his namesake Jordan on the show.
Oh, God. He's so bad. Like, I would say he's like a full Jake, except I feel like Jake was a little more cunning, where Jordan's just a moron.
Yeah. Allie Lasher. How soon is too soon to know that Garrett is winning the season?
Yeah, so here was an interesting piece of editing, which made me believe that Garrett was going to win. And that is when JoJo said, oh, all of us are engaged to the person we gave our first impression roses to.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So then immediately when I heard that, I was like, okay, ding, 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 make a note. Because they wouldn't
Right.
If that wasn't the case.
Yeah, it seems like an odd tease. Because for a while, it was like the first impression rose was kind of a curse. I don't know if it's, is it just a curse on
Does
the
anyone
Bachelor
remember
or not Bachelor?
Tiara or Tiana or
And Olivia, Tara? I think, on Ben's season.
Oh,
right?
yeah. So, I mean, it's just for the guys, it's not great.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like this. Is if the Bachelor is doing that, Bachelorette, and they're editing, like, where they're like, well, we don't care. Like, we'll just put it out there and, like, make it seem like this faded love story, but it could be that they're just like, hey, we don't care. Winner edit right away. and that would fit with the narrative of Melissa walking away with this draft. So,
yes.
Will Holston, how can I trust Becca's judgment when she sent Grocery Joe home the first night? Related.
Great point.
Who are we shipping him with in Paradise? I say Kendall. Caroline is also a possibility if she's in danger of being sent home and desperately wants to stay on camera.
That is funny. Kendall and Joe is like a great pairing to me because I feel like Joe's pretty subdued and Kendall could really bring him out of his shell.
Yeah, I could see that. It's interesting because we kind of talked about how the banjo guy was like being eyed by all the women on the that first, you know, those first five entrances with Becca, and she had her friends in the audience. But I think Joe is going to like become the new the new favorite going in for the, at least the underdog favorite, you know, because he's not, he only had so much time to make an impression. But, yeah, who else could I see? I don't think, like, young Becca makes sense because there's kind of an age difference there, too. I don't know about Caroline. I'm trying to think who else is going to be there for sure. But, yeah, I think Kendall's the right call.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Feinberg, in your honest and humble opinions, is Becca ready to do the damn thing?
I think so. She's mentioned it once or twice, so I would assume she is.
Yeah. She's had her first try at it, and it's just like, okay, this time I'm going to crush it. Amanda Danforth, is Joe the most disappointing night one boot? I can't remember Bachelor Nation being this devastated on the first elimination. Hashtag justice for Joe.
I feel like we were all pretty disappointed at one of the first night boots last season. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It went like last season of The Bachelorette. Oh, God, it was a guy who had the same name as somebody else in the cast. Let me, Rachel's season of The Bachelorette. Okay, let's look at this.
Was it Blake? Was there another Blake?
Yeah.
And there was a terrible Blake, and then there was like a nice Blake.
Yeah. And good Blake got
like a veteran or something.
Yeah, you're completely right. And he was like hot too.
Yeah. But he didn't have this level of a following yet.
No,
he didn't. Was like a Bustle article written about Grocery Joe. And yeah, if Chris Harrison tweets about someone that got eliminated night one, that's usually, that's pretty rare. So, yeah, interesting. Paul Borges, what happened at that damn Minneapolis Christmas party?
Oh, God, I don't know. What happens at Christmas parties in Minneapolis? I'm not an expert.
Well, you know, it's like people don't get out much in the winter. So probably just a lot of alcohol involved. And yeah, if it was an office Christmas party, I don't know, or some kind of networking party. I don't know what kind of circles they ran into each other, but interesting. Michael J. Clark, what's Leo's deal and why am I so transfixed by that dude?
It's the hair.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
He just has like this interesting demeanor, like the way he was talking with other guys, and just doesn't seem like a typical Bachelor contestant. I don't know. He's a little bit more brooding or something. Mandy Rhodes Billings, how long is David in the chicken suit going to last? Okay. Haley, is he going to make travel dates?
No.
No. Okay.
3 weeks.
He's really young, too. There's a lot of young guys on this cast. 25, I think. Kyle Reynolds. Maybe I'm triggered from Survivor, but who will mention their gut more, Becca or Kellen? Becca wants to trust her gut as well.
Yeah, I would. Oh, God. Let's get Kellen on The Bachelorette and, like, talk to Becca about it. That'd be fun.
That'd be good.
I'd be interested in that. I think Becca's going to say it more.
Could be. Let's see. Phil Torres. What is the big whoop about Grocery Store Joe?
How dare you, Phil?
I know.
The big whoop is groceries.
Groceries. And that Chicago accent. Yes. Andrew Raffel. Are either of you life collectors of accoutrements?
I have a lot of postcards. I've been collecting postcards since I was 9.
Okay.
I don't know if that counts. You've sent me some really nice ones over the years.
Good. Yeah. I don't know that I have any accoutrements. I do like cheap bracelets. Is that accoutrement? But
yeah,
I don't know what kind of collection I would bring to Bachelor Mansion. I don't think I have anything significant enough.
Oh, I have a shit ton of lipsticks and I would probably bring all of them with me.
That'd be nice. You could be a lip a sewer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would call it. Yes. All right. From the Facebook thread, Tim Shields, have you ever dumped a guy because you're mortified by his poor taste in pocket squares?
Oh, God, I have never dated a guy who wore pocket squares. I'm going to tell Ethan that he needs to start doing that. I feel like he'd be into it. So
you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Fun accessory. I feel like I've only seen guys wear them like if they're in a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't dated someone that wears pocket squares either. So yeah, that'd be a no. Jeffrey Bamberger, overall, what are your feelings about the guys in general? Doesn't it seem like there are a lot of fake personalities? Jeffrey,
welcome to The Bachelor.
Do you watch the show? Yeah.
You know what's funny? My lovely, wonderful mother, so sweet. She knocked on my bedroom door the other night and said, "Oh, they had a they had a thing about The Bachelorette on Entertainment or ET Canada.
Oh,
like, oh yeah, what'd they say? Oh, there's a lot of drama going on.
Yep, in case you didn't know, Haley.
Yep, that's the point. Yep, that's the scoop.
You might want
there.
To mention it on your podcast. Lots of drama this season.
My mom said that Entertainment Tonight said that there was a lot of drama.
Yes. Now, yeah. Can you get your mom to come around and watch this show?
No, just absolutely not. You want to hear a fun story? Okay, so we have two TVs. Mm-hmm. One's in the basement. The other, they're both in the basement. One's in the main basement and the other's in my brother's old room, which is really just an old rec room that has a bed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to watch TV in Jeff's old room. My dad was gone Monday night. Where was he? I don't know. He was somewhere. Anyway, so when my mom was going up to bed, she was like, Haley, do you want to watch the main TV? And I said, yeah, of course. I never get to watch that TV. So I get all my stuff, my water bottle, my iPad, and I go and sit on the couch, watch TV for about 20 minutes before my dad comes home. And it's like, oh, were you planning on watching that in Jeff's room?
Oh, yeah. He owns the TV.
Now, what was the point of the story? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes, there are a lot of fake personalities. This is The Bachelor. You're always going to get that. Anyway.
Yes. Brian Altschul, do you think she sent someone home from the get-go to send the message that she's serious about the process? Should Jake have been given a chance to explain himself? How should he have handled it differently?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to send a message about that she's serious about the process. And also, like, she knew she didn't want to be with him. So, like, what's the point in keeping her around?
I don't think he could have done anything different, except maybe don't say he didn't remember.
How could he have handled it differently? Not showed up. Maybe texted her a couple weeks before. Should Jake have been given a chance to explain himself? No, he can go F himself.
Yeah. And he... What was interesting, I guess, is that, like, the guys didn't know why he was getting... Like, they didn't know that they had that history. Like, we didn't see that chatter of, like, oh, he's from Minneapolis, they know each other. So she just kind of had to, like, explain it after she eliminated him. Like, normally when someone's eliminated before the rose ceremony, it's because they're, like, blackout drunk or just did something really inappropriate. So this was a little bit different, but it was kind of a nice twist.
I like the move.
Yes. Casey Boyd, which guy did you totally not expect to be like he is in a good or bad way? So we've talked about this on the draft where sometimes we didn't get much in terms of bios this time around. So, but usually there's like somebody or a few people that kind of surprise us one way or the other, where they either are like better looking or.
I was higher on Garrett than I was higher on show Garrett than I thought I would be. Uh-huh. He was better looking in person. I liked his intro and I liked his, you know, mid-roll date.
Yeah, that's a good one. And I would say Jean Blanc is another one where we thought, okay, could he be a train wreck? And he was very nice.
And I somehow hate Jordan more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
So, that's a surprise.
Yes. Kyle Picard, we got too much Rachel and not nearly enough Caitlin. Agree?
I mean, I do love Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
But we did need more Caitlin.
We did. I should listen to... I haven't listened to her podcast recently, but see if she mentions anything about that. Oh, she didn't get much airtime. And then a couple that came through on Twitter, at Mandy Billing says, will you be covering The Proposal?
When is that out coming on?
It's like mid-June. So in a few weeks.
We will do...
premiere?
One episode about the premiere.
We'll just build it into our current episode. Because it's going to be right after The Bachelor.
And if we watch it, we will talk about the finale. I promise no coverage in between.
Right, because we might not stick with it if it's really terrible.
Absolutely not.
Kind of awkward, I heard. So he also came on Ashley and Ben's podcast and didn't really entice me to watch it. It sounds like it's like an hour long, which that's good, but they, like, whoever is a contestant doesn't see who they're dating at first, and then like by the end of it they have to propose, but the proposal could be like, let's go on a date, or, you know, it's just, it could be marriage, really, but it could be like,
okay, well, I'll
let's
watch
have a fantasy suite.
I will watch at least one episode, and then I'm not making any promises from here on out.
Yeah. And then this.
You need to remind me that that's going to be on because I will forget.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but like audience.
I'm sure the show will remind us because it'll be like right after.
Like
this
they
episode.
Reminded us that the new Mamma Mia movie's coming out soon.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Question on that movie. Why didn't they get Meryl Streep's daughter to play Meryl Streep? Is it because the movie's that bad and that she didn't want to do
know.
It?
I have a lot of questions and I don't want any of them answered.
Yeah. This is from at Kemper Boyd on Twitter. Is a sea of highway patrol officers the best / most apt description of bachelorette suitors we've ever heard? Do you have another better description? So this is what Leo said about the rest of the guys, because he was like, I think I'm kind of different from the rest of them.
Yeah, dumpster fires. That's always like a good one.
That one works. Fame whores, maybe. Like,
yep.
Instagram wannabe influencers. First serious at H Strong at RHP Recapper. How is Colton famous enough to name his foundation after himself?
I think that's just some, you know, casual narcissism.
Yeah, like he's not famous enough, but just like, this is what I want to do, so let's put my name on it. All right, so that, Haley, that's our last question. Anything else you'd like to say about this episode?
I don't think I have anything, but as always, my good friend Doug does.
Nice. He's back.
And also maybe his dad.
Oh, great. He's on board.
So he said in a Maury Povich voice, you said it's time to meet America's most eligible bachelors. This lie detector determined that is a lie. So Doug's dabbling in memes these days. That's
nice.
Could they please spice up the show by playing the Harlem Globetrotters song and having the guy put on a dunk exhibition every episode? Yeah, I wanted to dunk over every guy.
Yeah, or if he had like walk on music like baseball players do, like at the rose ceremonies.
That'd be good. Oh, that would be so funny. Do you think the ambulance shown was to take Becca after she realized how boring these failed NFL players and highway patrol officers are?
It's so funny because there's like no actual highway patrol officer, but that seems like a typical bachelor contestant job.
This episode was so boring. I can only come up with 4 takes. I think I'm going to start shotgunning a beer every time someone says do the damn thing. Uh-oh. Don't do that, Doug. Dangerous. That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous. What's like a secondary drinking game we could have instead?
One sip of wine.
Just a sip of wine. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he said, if she picks anyone but Ryan, I'm out. Why? What's great about Ryan? Who's Ryan?
Yeah, who is Ryan? I don't remember who that one is. Did he last?
Let me look. Ryan. Oh, Ryan's the banjo guy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're bad at our own podcast, Amy. Whatever. And his dad is not pumped that Doug is making him watch another season of this crap, but he was excited when he thought all of the bachelorettes were smoking weed, and I think it would be good for him to learn to hate other people as much as he hates Ari.
That's because of Becca, the other Becca? Yeah.
No, because of the sage.
Oh, the sage.
Yeah, look, giant joint.
Yes. Yep. That's funny. That would have been a more entertaining intro package, I think.
I think so.
Yes. All right. Well, Haley, it's been fun discussing the premiere.
We're going to be here for the next 16 weeks doing this.
Yeah. How are you feeling about what you saw on coming up this season? Do you think it's going to be like super dramatic? Do you think they're just, I didn't see like anything that really stood out aside from the ambulance, but didn't.
Yeah, there's the ambulance and then Becca crying about how she knew he was going to do this.
Did something that Ari did.
Yeah, so we'll see about that. Yeah. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic, I think, because I'm feeling okay right now.
Okay. Yeah. We can only go one way or the other then from there. We're at the middle ground right now.
Yep.
So we'll watch and see. Always hopeful at the beginning. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. I have lots of fun over there on both places. So
nice.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper. And don't forget, if you're interested in HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30, promo code Bachelor30 for $30 off your first week of meals. All right. Thanks, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Bye. Bye.